We good? Great. All right. We're not in the normal studio today because Gerardo is—he's doing some stuff. He's doing big things. He's like Elon Musk, this guy. So
hustler.
He's a hustler, and which is funny because we're in the most hustle and grind area on Earth right now. We're on Melrose Boulevard. It's the worst street. Melrose Ave. Yeah, Melrose Ave. They would boulevards too. You know, it's not cool enough for them. It has to be Ave. We on Melrose Ave. this is the worst street in North America. Everyone on it should be put in labor camps. They should have to wear the t-shirts that they made, the shitty t-shirts that they made. That's the only thing that they get to use to hide the sun from their face. And it should be like holes, like the movie Holes. They should just be forced to dig holes all day with selfie sticks. That's what they should be forced to. Everybody should have to use a selfie stick to dig their own hole for the rest of their lives on this street. Everyone on this street is worthless. I hate Melrose. What do you have to say about Melrose, Richie?
To give you an idea of what most of the people look like, it's like if Lil Xan clones were just walking up and down the street.
Yes.
With a bunch of bimbos.
The people that are like selling
flex.
They think they're like entrepreneurs. Like they think they're like Jay-Z because they're selling a t-shirt that says like I smoke weed. they think it's the type of people like in their off time they work at Verizon and they wear like a little outfit for Verizon. They think that they're literally Dame Dash. Yeah. I hate everyone on this street. And I also hate everyone in Washington, D.C. Okay? I don't know. The last episode, we had one little quick part where I was shitting on the women of D.C., not being the nicest looking people. Put out a quick clip on TikTok. Very quick clip.
A one-liner.
One-liner. A one-liner. Maybe we should play it if you have it. It's harmless.
Yeah.
A completely harmless joke. Let's just play it real quick. Everyone heard it that listens to the show in the last episode, but this is the clip. Women in New York look like Rosario Dawson. Women in LA look like Kim Kardashian, and women in DC look like Jim Gaffigan.
DC's the ugliest city.
The worst
of all time.
Yeah. Women in New York
so
look
that's
like
it.
That's obvious hate speech. We are obvious Nazis, and I understand.
We're just straight white males that need to shut our mouth.
It's just that. It's that, you know? It's whatever. I feel bad for Jim Gaffigan more than any woman in D.C. But, so we put that on TikTok.
This isn't a new concept.
No, it's also a hacky joke. Like, I just reworked a joke that's been around forever. Everyone says D.C. is
Hollywood
for ugly
people.
I just did a little quick joke where I say the women look like Jim. That's it. That's it. It's been said a million times, but apparently no one in D.C. has ever heard about what people think of them.
Yeah.
Their looks, at least. And we put it on TikTok, and everyone lost their mind, but TikTok's full of the stupidest people on planet Earth. I mean, everyone on TikTok, once again, they should be put in labor camps as well with everyone on Melrose Avenue. I mean, TikTok is the lowest common denominator of media viewers. They are complete idiots.
You just got banned from TikTok.
And, yeah, I was going to guess that. So we put that up. It was getting a lot of traction. It was like 200,000 views. I'm in New York. I wake up one morning to a lady on my Instagram named Thuggish Black Hottie. So, and she's telling me that my clip got posted on the Washingtonian Problems. Is that the page?
Probs.
Washingtonian Probs, which is apparently a pretty major news source.
Washingtonian is supposed to be a respectable
in D.C.
magazine.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't on the magazine sites on this side, this fringe site.
No, it's on their version of
I'm
like
so
World Star.
I'm so disappointed in my hometown.
Yeah, your city stinks. It's okay. So
it's ridiculous.
It gets posted on there, and the ratio is actually all right. I mean, all the comments, it's just a lot of people that want to kill me, and they're saying I look like a. Listen, I know I don't look. I don't care how I look. That's men don't. I don't think that women get that. I don't give a shit. I will age gracefully. I get the salt and pepper thing going. It's going to be fine for me. I don't age like milk, okay? I'm going to be fine, and I also don't care what I look like. My girlfriend's great. I love her, and she's very attractive. I'm good. It doesn't matter that I look like an amphibian that like owes people money. I don't care that I look like a salamander in debt. That doesn't matter to me, that I'm greasy. We record in a very hot studio. I'm trying to lose weight. I don't work out, so we just make it really hot in there. So while we record, we feel like we're doing something.
Yeah.
So, people just, attacking me in the comments. People being very mean. I don't care, though. But people being very, like, personally mean. Whereas when I said the DC clip, I didn't single anyone out. But Jim Gaffigan. Also, what if I think Jim Gaffigan's hot? What if it's not even an insult? What if Jim Gaffigan is, to me, like a great example? Like, the women, I should think they're like, oh, man, I compared you to a great person. Whatever. Here's the weird thing. Most of the people attacking me in the comments on the Washingtonian problems or whatever, they're like black women. Like, very upset. And I didn't understand it because, like, I didn't understand, like, why they were upset that I left. Like, I left black and Hispanic women out of the ugly conversation. Like, they're, like, jealous they weren't involved in the ugly conversation. I didn't mention black women. I used Jim Gaffigan as an example because I'm talking about the ugly, frumpy whites in D.C., the people that hobble around the Capitol with, like, a hunchback, like Paul Giamatti, and they come home after a long day of fucking, you know, decimating the working class, and they pour themselves a big glass of mumbo sauce. Those are the people I'm talking about. The people that exfoliate with garlic aioli. Those are the people that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about fucking, you know, hot black women. Black women are better than all women. This is a hacky. I mean, one of my biggest bits in stand-up, I used to do a bit where I go, black women are better than all women. Because black don't crack. It's completely true. There's nothing truer than black don't crack. Okay, I have a black friend. I met his grandma once. I thought his grandma was his mom. That same friend of mine, he met my grandma. He thought she was a Komodo dragon. It was terrible. So when I did stand-up, my main thing was just all I did was talk about how amazing black women are. So that's why I didn't mention them, because I thought DC knows who I'm talking about.
I thought it was a given.
It's a given. I'm sorry, but outside of Capitol Hill, I don't see Destiny's Child. I see Philip Seymour Hoffman women. I see Philip Seymour Hoffman woman. So I was very confused as to like the women being left out. Also, I'm talking about DC, like the people on the fucking, what is it, the red line?
Yeah.
Those fucks, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Silver Spring. I'm not talking about wherever the fuck Wale is from.
Yeah, Virginia, yeah.
Also, why are you even defending DC? Didn't they push all the actual locals of DC out of the city, across the bridge, across the water? It's not Chocolate City anymore, okay? It's fucking Mayonnaiseville. It's not what it was. So why are you even defending these psychopaths that, hey, you know all the people that I was shitting on in DC? They're the same people that started the projects. They started the single parent household. They started every war. Who are we defending? I don't care that you have a fucking degree from Georgetown. You're a part of the worst people in the nation, okay? No one in DC has a soul, all right? That's why all you do is eat. That's all there is to do. What was the issue? So, I was having a good time with all the hate. The hate was great. It was fun. I was going at people in the comments. Maybe we should bring some of these up. People were, you know, attacking me. So this thuggish black hottie was fine. I let her do her thing. It was the type of thing where, like, when black women, like, when you go back at them, They're almost like flirting with you. It's just this weird thing where they're calling you a piece of shit, but at the same time you could fuck them. Like, so she goes up top. She goes, "You were reposted on a Washingtonian props. Please read the comments." I look at it. I go, "Oh, this is amazing!" Like, I was like happy about it. Like, this is great. All the comments are hateful, but it had more likes than comments, and it had like 120,000 views. I was like, "Oh, cool. We're making some waves." I just go, "Get a life," and then she goes, "Get a mirror, sweetheart." It's pretty good. And then I go, "Getting this outrage about a dumb joke, you realize you're admitting you're very insecure about your looks. I could care less about mine." Whatever. This is when I was kind of still taking it seriously. And then she goes, "The only fact you made in that statement was your joke was dumb." And yeah, sure. It's a 10-second clip. And then I go, "You really think you look like Jim Gaffigan? LMAO." Yeah, so that was basically what I meant. And then she didn't really know what to do. So then let's go up a little bit to this other guy later in the day. He got involved. One of these white knights. One of these fucking Joe de Gentinza. He goes, "DC is actually one of the fittest cities in the country." Okay, really? Okay. So I go, "Too bad you can't work off a face." So then he replies, "When was the last time you were in DC?" And pull it up. I go, "January 6th. That was the last time I was in DC, and those people weren't great looking, okay? Yeah. The guy with the horns might have been the most attractive woman in the whole group. So he goes, "Was that the day your girlfriend in DC broke up with you?" I just keep fucking with him. I go, "Why would anyone get a girlfriend from DC?" Crying face. "A college degree doesn't make you Margot Robbie. Hot people will always matter more. I should know. I'm the sexiest man alive." good trolley response, and then he just go. These people are. I can't believe the lack of wit from people that have all the degrees and they run the country. I mean, they're like hillbillies. And I used to say this about DC when you didn't like it. DC is essentially, you know what you are? You're a city hillbilly. You live right next to Virginia, full of all those hicks. I don't care. Maryland is a bunch of crab farmers. Whatever they're doing, husk it. What do you do with crab? You chuck them, or you
boil them.
Yeah, you boil them, and then it takes forever to fucking even get the fucking crab from it. Okay,
it's a frustrating food.
It's a frustrating food. Crab isn't not that good. You have to de-shell it for me to fucking care about it. Okay, I don't want to spend 2 hours like trying to unlock a safe for a little bit of chicken. Okay, so the whole area, whatever. So I don't even know what you're talking about. Your responses stunk. Where is the sanctimony coming from? Where is the righteous? How are you righteous? You're a city full of Brock Turners. Hey, isn't Kavanaugh still walking around? Going to Kebab Palace at 4 a.m. right after a rape? Maybe that's why everyone's trying to fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. The women are, maybe that's why they eat themselves to death. So that nobody wants, poison their drink at a frat party.
One thing I was happy was to see the people of DC expressing their feelings for once rather than eating them.
Yes.
And that was nice to see.
It was nice. But you could tell there was a lull in the day during the hate. Around, around 2, 3 p.m., people weren't responding as much to me because they were in food comas. Because these fat fucks, these ugly fat fucks in D.C. were going off about the most simple, retarded, harmless joke. These people were losing their minds. Hey, how about this? Why don't you lose your mind over the crime rate in the city? Okay, somebody told me earlier, they said that... They said that the Washingtonian posted a clip about the gun violence in the city. 400 comments on that, 1,300 on mine. You care more about how you look than dying.
Get your fucking priorities straight, DC.
Jesus Christ. And how about this? All it would have taken is like Wale reposting this and being like, ha ha, he ain't wrong. Oh, I'm a hero then.
Yeah, and you know
everyone in DC would be like, yeah, oh, I hate all those ugly whites.
Yeah, you know where he would have been posting it from? Miami. Because he left. For attractive
people.
Because
who the fuck wants to keep hanging out there?
If you have money and you're famous, why would you ever want to live
you're
in DC?
You're not even a real city. Hey, didn't Donald Trump live there?
Yeah,
didn't you guys let Trump live in your city?
You let him buy the postal office.
Wow, how righteous of you.
The postal building.
Yeah, he did. He bought that building,
right,
too.
A beautiful, historic building. Yeah. You gave it over to Donald Trump.
You let
Trump.
A Nazi buy a building and you're attacking me? Oh, my God. What a day. And I wouldn't even care about it, but these fucks, these self-righteous little twats, went to my TikTok, and they reported the clip, obviously, as like hate speech or something, and I'm permanently banned on TikTok. I've been emailing Chinese people all fucking day. They don't get back to me because it's an app developed by you people. Probably, China's working with the CIA in DC to spy on people, so you guys got me taken off. I don't know what to do. I have no... I might blow my brains out at the end of this episode. That'd be good. That'd be a good clip. We should reinstate ourselves on TikTok. First clip back. I blow my brains out.
City of DC makes poor podcast host.
Yeah.
Bud Dwyer himself.
And this is the craziest thing I heard. A guy told me that literally at coffee shops in DC, he overheard people talking about the clip. It was actually like famous in DC.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Why don't you guys, why are you talking about that and not the economy? How about you guys talk about getting the economy back? You pieces of shit.
I know. Someone's talking about this clip while sending a drone to another, to a fucking Serbia.
Yeah. They're like, Syria. This guy is mean. I don't like being mean.
They're over at one of these consultants. They're making war games. For the military to be like, this is a potential thing that could happen if we do this. We drop a bomb here. This is what could happen. Can you believe they called us ugly? Can you believe?
And also, like...
The Hate Watch podcast?
I mean, I can't... Everyone's lying. If you live in D.C., you know... I lived in D.C. for the longest of any city I've ever lived in. Mm-hmm. Month and a half. I don't leave much. But when I was there, oh boy. I am not wrong.
Yeah.
Like I said, this has been a joke forever. I don't know what happened that made people in DC think like that we stopped believing that it's Hollywood for ugly people, but it is.
The architecture is beautiful, not the people.
I think it's a problem that Nancy Pelosi's the hottest woman in the city with her fucking big fake murderous tits.
And that's because she's from California.
Right. Because she goes and gets some sun once in a while.
Yeah.
She doesn't sit around fucking stuffing her face with kava.
The food's amazing, and that's the problem.
Yes.
The best part about the city is the food.
Is the food.
And that's the problem.
Never in my life have I seen so many young women working and you know, I guess, in the government or whatever, just happily scarfing down double cheeseburgers with fries. You're not even, you're supposed to get a salad next to the sandwich. I'm from LA. We respect ourselves and how it looks.
At least midday.
Even if you're fat, you're not supposed, all fat people I know are always on a diet around me. Never met a fat person not on a diet. I know they're not, but that's the point. You're supposed to get a salad with the club, not fries with it. It's off-putting. So then you go home after you eat, and you go, the salad didn't really fill me with my sandwich, and then you get Wendy's. That's what you do. But you're so shameless, you ugly city. You city of unbelievably retarded uggos. God.
And I grew up there, and I've heard this many times. The women there actually shame beautiful women. They don't want to look too good because they won't get promoted. They won't be taken seriously
right.
at work. So what's that about?
Right. Isn't that a part of slut shaming?
A little bit.
One could say that is slut shaming, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to look too good at work because I won't be taken seriously.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah,
What's wrong with looking good?
Right, exactly.
So you shove down the Five Guys
Sounds
for
like
your
something
career?
Jordan Peterson would say, who I'm sure these people hate. Oh, boy. Interesting. Interesting developments. I really never thought that that city would stoop that low. I mean, they're supposed to be like, I thought they'd be like, yeah, you got us.
Yeah,
I don't care. I fucking live in Georgetown.
The fact that they even noticed is what's pathetic.
I know.
You're the Washingtonian.
They're talking about me at a coffee shop.
The LA Weekly doesn't give a shit what we say.
Unbelievable. Yeah, because it's the LA Weekly.
We could say the same shit about Chicago.
They're covering
Baltimore.
People.
They wouldn't care.
Nobody would care.
Baltimore wouldn't even care.
No. Baltimore doesn't give a shit. And if they did, they'd shoot me like respectable, angry people.
There are all those people being like, I bet you wouldn't come to D.C. and say that.
Why would I? Why? It doesn't even make... Also, it was so funny. Everyone acting like I must have gotten broken up with in D.C.
What?
Dude, you could see the ugly people from a plane. Nobody has to be from there to know what I'm talking about. And then people were in the comments yelling at me about comparing the women in LA to Kardashians. Like, they're plastic. I wouldn't want that. We all know you love preservatives. Don't act like you would ask Kim Kardashian to eat her tits. You'd be like, is there any fucking, like, I think silicone it could be tasty. Can I have some? You'd want to lick the bronzer off her. I mean... Anyway, what a weird, weird few days.
They don't call it bronzer in D.C. It's called golden brown. It's called perfectly fried.
Oh, boy. I got a bunch of people from D.C. messaging me saying how true it is.
It's 100% true. It's known as an ugly city. That's not even a question.
I don't even care. I'm having fun with this, but also, very upset at you pieces of shit for turning into snitches. And falsely reporting my TikTok page and getting it permanently banned. I have no clue what to do. TikTok, unfortunately, because we live in hell, was the only fucking app that I was getting any traction on. Like I said, because we live in hell.
Really hurts my spirit every time you say that. It's true.
It's good.
It's good to get traction.
13,000 followers on it in like 2 months. And want to know why it got taken off? Because you're not allowed to have opinions on there.
No.
No one's supposed to. You can't even. I mean, I'm not kidding. I bet you I could have gotten taken off TikTok if I had a clip where I was like, coffee's black. People would have been like, that's, I don't know. He said black. No, he's talking about coffee, but.
That's got to be racist somehow.
And then I go, I like cream in my coffee. He's like, oh, you saying that.
You don't like black?
You saying that your coffee is not a beautiful queen?
Yeah, it's such a...
Everyone that knows me knows that I think black women are literally the most beautiful women on
we
earth.
We all know you fetishize
everybody
black women.
Everybody on...
We all know.
When I was a little boy, I used to jack off to Hustle and Flow. Loved it. Baby Boy, Taraji P. Henson, and Baby Boy. And I'm sure, watch this get construed as like, you were just using us. At, like, you can't even... Like, nowadays, if somebody gets called racist and they have, like, a black wife, they're even more racist for that because they're like... They've captured her and they're fetishizing their the race. It's like I said, we live in hell.
Isn't Taraji B. Henderson pregnant the whole movie?
She looks great. I just thought it was a food coma. I think she gets pregnant. No, that's in Hustle and Flow. Taraji B. Henson's in
you
Baby.
You said Hustle and Flow.
I said Baby Boy too. I think.
Oh, okay.
Did I say Baby Boy? Yeah, I said Baby Boy.
Oh, okay.
She's great in Baby Boy.
Let's focus on that, Baby Boy.
She is great in Baby Boy, okay? Even the mom in Baby Boy. Tyrese Gibson's mom. You ever seen Baby Boy?
I was once on BET when I was like 11 or 12.
What, are you racist?
No. I was studying.
look at Taraji P. Henson in Baby Boy.
Thanks, man.
This is great work.
Way better than somebody we know.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Gerardo. She's just yelling at him the whole movie. It's so feisty and great. She's on the balcony the whole time, just screaming at him. Yeah, there's a, anyway, she's great. She's like one of my favorite. I used to know her kid in school, Marcel.
She is pregnant in Hustle and Flow.
She's pregnant in Hustle and Flow. I didn't say I jerked off to her in Hustle and Flow. I said it was a Baby Boy. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, don't make this weird.
It's all right. People are into that.
All right.
People go, you know.
I had Hustle and Flow on my PlayStation Portable. I had the little mini disc, and I'd go into the bathroom at my childhood home, and my parents would be out there just doing things, and I'd just be jacking off to I'd be rewinding the stripper scenes from Hustle and Flow.
Oh, when she makes her ass clap in the beginning?
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
I specifically would look up just like ass clap. Like, I just want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
It was an incredible. I just didn't know you could do that.
I know.
It was like a magic trick.
You know, people in DC jerk off. They go on Pornhub and they go Filet-O-Fish. They go sausage. They go McGriddle. That's what they do. And then they fucking bomb a country, or they, you know. They make sure there's some provision in a bill that stops anybody that needs insulin.
Yeah.
To make sure insulin is
Yeah, a bunch of people over on K Street trying to rework a new term for super predator.
Right.
Are obsessed.
Yeah.
Upset with this.
They're
clip.
A little pissed at me.
Yeah.
You guys are a little pissed at me. Pissed at a bit.
Yeah. Why don't you put it in the revamp of the 97 crime bill?
Yeah.
Good idea, huh? Why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that?
Huh?
You scumbags.
You fucking cocksuckers.
Jesus. You're not even real when people talk about you. No one cares, okay? People would rather hang out in fucking... I'd rather hang out in Hoboken.
And you proved it by actually noticing this.
I know.
It's so insecure. Don't you see that? Don't you see that by even seeing
if
this?
If you are upset at that clip, like if you saw that clip and you got offended and like commented on it, that means you think you are ugly.
Ugh.
It means you think you literally look like Jim Gaffigan.
You fell right into our trap.
Who, by the way, I think is hot. He should be pissed at me. That should be the only person upset. I left it in the
what's
air.
What's wrong with looking like me?
Yeah, I think everyone in DC could use a hot pocket.
No, a lean pocket. They need a lean pocket.
Yeah, right. Let's, segue into the leans.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a time.
Yeah, I guess it is a fitter city now. He's right. People run around. But as you said, unfortunately, you can't run off a face.
Like I said, you can't run off of... Who cares how fit you are?
Yeah, it's called a butter face.
I don't care.
I know you've heard of the butter part of that term.
Yeah. If you look... Yeah, I mean, the body's great. Sure, whatever. Yeah. I didn't see any good bodies in D.C. Is that guy talking about himself? Yeah, I guess the men... Maybe the gay culture is great out there. I don't fucking... Maybe the men are hot. I don't know. All I know is that the people they looked like Nosferatu in suits, but fat Nosferatu in a suit.
And yes, I know there's a whole problem and a whole thing in DC of like everyone leaves out the rest of the city and nobody, the people who really live in D.C. aren't on K Street, but that's where people walk around.
Yes,
and those are the evil people.
That's what I was talking about. When I was in D.C., I met the fucking people, the government workers.
Right. Like if you come here and you go to Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes. You go, oh, everyone's like Spider-Man or insane. If you went to Hollywood Boulevard, you'd go, everyone in L.A. is literally insane. They're insane drug addicts, and there's Spider-Man.
Right.
Okay? If I went to New York, I went to Times Square, I'd be like, this city sucks. Right. Like, fuck, it's the Naked Cowboy and the M&M store.
We're not going people watching in your suburb.
Yes,
in your
think I was wandering around your specific neighborhood, going like, oh, look, oh, it's actually better here. I meant the tourist places. The White House. Yeah, Jill Biden's great. Really want to jack it to her.
The hottest woman in D.C. ever was Ivanka.
Yes, literally. And you hated her. Mm-hmm. You bullied her.
Yeah.
And trashed her. And I thought you were supposed to be for immigration and immigrants.
I remember. Oh, and what was this thing about bringing up Howard University?
Right. Yeah, I know. Howard. Yes, I'm sure young black college kids are good looking at Howard.
Right.
What do you want? Yeah.
I'm also sure that the majority of those people are not. From D.C.
Yeah, right. Also, all the people that are upset in D.C., everyone that's ugly in D.C. is likely from the Midwest. They're corn-fed fucking, you know, cracker barrel uggos. Believe it or not, when I go to D.C., I don't land and go straight to Howard.
Crazy concept.
Crazy, I know. But if I don't have class, I don't know why I'm there. What am I trying to stomp the yard?
Yeah. Also, what are you supposed to do? Be like, guy in your late 20s, go hang out with a bunch of 19-year-old people.
Right.
Go find out what college kids are doing.
You ain't been to Howard? Like, what? Why? If I went, I'd get arrested for being a creep.
So fucking.
Oh,
stupid.
Oh my God!
Stop being insecure, DC.
Just go.
You make. You're a queen that makes so much money. More. You make way more money than us. So get some. Why don't you make confident?
Make some confidence. This is the type of brains from DC. Okay, these mush mouthed fucking illiterates. I had a woman go literally like, I may look like Jim Gaffigan. This lady goes, I may look like Jim Gaffigan, white lady. I may look like Jim Gaffigan, but I can bet your ass I have more money than you do. It's like, yeah, okay. Maybe stop using it as a washcloth. You look like shit. The joke was about how you look, not who has money.
Yeah, there's plenty of...
Also, I'm from LA. I win. I already win.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised in LA and I still live here. Well, yeah. It's the end game. End of game. Let's read some of these comments. I mean, it's just amazing. Everyone, it's so funny. The people that thought this could only have happened if I like got broken up with. You know, it was hilarious is that I'm on my flight back from New York as I'm reading all these comments calling me an incel and I had Wi-Fi on the plane, so I'm responding to people like shitting on them and like being like making jokes back, and I was watching Joker. And I'm like, I'm not an incel. Oh man, I had a couple comebacks. One lady was like she said something like, it's in my comments somewhere. I can't remember it, but she said something about like, we in DC, like we are out here working. We're not like hoes like in LA or whatever. And I was like, well, you're obviously taking too many lunch breaks. If everyone, you know, you're all working. I mean, cut the lunch down.
Yeah. If the Washingtonian had posted this afternoon, nobody would have ever even seen it.
No. Also, the Washingtonian shit on me in their comment, they posted it because they knew it would do well.
Right.
You're using me. How about I sue you? Time to sue the Washingtonian. I'll do anything I can now. I have no recourse. I don't know. I'm looking into TikTok lawyers. Look at these comments. I'm confused why a couple of solid threes are rating women's looks. Yeah, because that's the game, sweetheart. It's been like that since the beginning of time.
No one cares about
ugly men rate women. How do you think Facebook was started? He's a billionaire and he steals all your info.
Nobody cares about rating men.
No, nobody gives a shit. That's the point. That's why it's kind of funny. sugar tits. I'm just going to keep getting more and more massage. Why don't you settle down, sweetheart? It's looking like Kim K supposed to be... Is looking like Kim K supposed to be better than looking like Jim G? No, thanks. I mean, you're mentally ill if you think that's... I mean, like, that's no, you even... wouldn't rather look like Kim Kardashian than Jim Gaffigan? I mean, this is why it took so long for the stimulus bill to get passed, because they're all retarded. I'm from PG, a.k.a. Pretty Girl County. Yes.
Right, that's Maryland, dummy.
We're not... I didn't say Maryland. Everyone's like, the DMV guy. I'm like, yeah, wait, wait, wait. I only meant D. I didn't say M or V. And, I mean, the people working at the DMV right. in L.A. are hotter than everyone in D.C.
And this is how annoying the fucking city is that you have to bring in two other states just to seem relevant.
Right. Exactly, because it's not even a real, it's a little, you're all sharing.
Not off your plate, but like, you know,
no,
in
yeah,
general.
I know, we know you would never let anyone share off your fucking plate. I mean, can't be talking about black women. Yes, you're right, anonymously angry. You're right. Why would I have been? I compared them to Jim Gaffigan.
It's just,
I mean, it's a great thing. It's just, you know, I just got to get this TikTok back. We're just starting to get some traction here. I mean, we're literally the talk of the town of the nation's capital, apparently, for a 10-second clip. I mean, I love everyone, like, why are men, it's just, that's the whole internet now, just like, why are men talking?
Right,
like, white,
yeah.
I'm white, everyone's white. I mean, God forbid I mention that I'm fucking, you know, Lebanese. Oh, would you care if you're attacking a Middle Eastern person?
This is all coming from supposedly.
Well, hey, being from D.C., we know you love attacking Middle Eastern people, so this is no different. I am a refugee. And sorry, when I came to America, all I wanted to see was people that weren't, you know, giant uggos. None of the women in my country will show their face. So when I, you know, came here and I went to D.C., I was like, maybe I'll go back. Tell us you can't get laid without telling me you can't get laid. Ha ha ha, that's another repackaged internet joke everyone does on TikTok.
These are, yeah.
I mean, I'm doing great.
This is all coming from supposedly the most educated area of our country. No wit.
No wit. No wit whatsoever.
These are
Jim Gaffigan is sexy. I don't get it. That's that comment. I mean, what planet are we
living
on?
Well, yeah, you start to change who you're attracted to get what you can pull.
Right, exactly.
It hurt her a little too much to keep looking at Brad Pitts because you don't have a shot.
I mean, yeah, it's just unbelievable. If you think Jim Gaffigan's better looking than Kim K.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
And I know, you know, whatever. So what? I don't have a shot. Ooh, I'm ugly. Whatever.
Right, we can take it.
Good, yeah. I was laughing at this.
I make jokes about how I look all the time,
these
like
are
I said.
Fifth grade comebacks. This is pathetic.
I know, and they make
I bet you've never talked to a hot girl at a party before.
It's like a guy in college.
Have you ever even talked to a girl?
Literally, a Georgetown graduate who now works in Washington is like, oh, really? Poop head. All right. Really confident in the future of this country with you running it. Aren't you, isn't half the city, you know, fucking corporate lawyers, lobbyists, you know, defense attorneys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who work for defense contractors.
Raytheon. There's literally,
Booz
I
Allen.
Guarantee there was people that work for Raytheon getting sanctimonious with me in the comments and saying that I'm like an evil person.
Yeah. And yeah, I can already just hear like, actually, it's a lot of nonprofits and people doing really good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonprofits are pretty much just a scam. It's just, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
You just cut off the top. You just pay off as much as possible so that you come out with no profit. But that doesn't mean people don't make money.
Right. I mean, anyway. Just what a time. So then I woke up today, banned on TikTok. Permanently for now.
Good. You need to be.
You need to have a lesson. You need to learn a lesson. I mean, you're like bad people. You fake reported me as like hate speech. That simple dumb clip. I was talking to Tim earlier today. Tim called me about this. Tim Dillon. I'm gonna name drop. Whatever. I have nothing. Tim called me. He asked me what happened. He goes, "It's gonna get to the point where they will start." He's like, "It's gonna get to the point where they're gonna start banning people for saying like that sucks. Like you like that word." saying like, oh, that sucks. That will be, you know, you'll have to watch out. You'll get flagged, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously, it's creepy, creepy times.
Yeah, I mean, is the more anything Chinese that gets bigger, then we have to fall under their guidelines.
Right.
Censorship.
And I mean, yeah, I don't know.
So for now, we might as well let her rip to these fat, ugly bitches. I'm just kidding, DC. I love my hometown.
We're very fit in DC.
We make money.
We're very fit.
Yeah.
We're extremely fit.
I hope you're about your money, because you know.
All the people in DC, they're on the Peloton. It's just when they're running, it's just somebody like with a burger in front of them, holding a burger, and they're like trying to get to.
The original DC prototype for the Peloton was just a plunger with a burger and a string.
Oh, what a pathetic city. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should be mostly ashamed for noticing.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should
exactly.
be ashamed for noticing.
You should have ignored it. I'm a nobody podcast. I'm a nobody.
Yeah.
You should have ignored it.
I don't even know how you saw it.
I literally don't know how the Washingtonian probs. I mean, there were people on TikTok, like women that have some followings or whatever. They would like, what's the thing? Stitching it, or you take it,
right,
and they,
right,
they
right.
comment on it afterwards. And, you know, in a weird turn of events, every woman that did that looked like the man baby from Mad Max. It's weird. I wonder why those were the only types of women that were upset at the clip. That the women that looked like they provide breast milk for Mad Max. Interesting. Maybe it's because you think you're ugly and you're a little triggered by it. And I never mentioned anyone specifically. Anyway,
it's gone on long enough.
Gone on long enough.
It's gone on long enough.
It's gone on long enough.
What do you think you're going to do about TikTok, Devin?
I don't know. I literally emailed like
okay?
seven different fucking TikTok support places. I can't appeal it on the app. The app just is like all glitchy and shit. It says you're just permanently banned from multiple community guidelines. Yeah, community. I mean, they act like what community? There's literally 15-year-olds on TikTok where you could see their fucking pussy in their yoga pants dancing. That's okay? There's like dancing incest babies in cages on TikTok with like three eyes. How I can't have an opinion, a joke?
Yeah.
But there are so many pedophiles on TikTok just watching 16-year-old girls dance.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? The app is designed for pedophiles and for spying.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about TikTok. It's also, I want to kill myself every time I say that sentence. Like, why? I didn't know. I didn't expect anything. But I was, like, starting to gain some momentum there.
Yeah.
Help me out. Who are they? Bryce Hall? Whatever.
Bryce Hall.
Bryce Hall. I don't know who the big TikTokers are. Bryce Hall. I think, I don't know. I don't think Logan Paul got big. No, Logan Paul got big on YouTube.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I forget their names. I don't know. But
I don't know.
And that was funny. Then I woke up, and then I got, I'm auditioning for this show.
Right.
Which I'm very happy about. My friend got me an audition for the show. It's like a, you know, because I'm racist. I'm auditioning for an all black show of one white character in it. And it was funny because I was excited about it, but then also I read the script and I say the N word in it. So it's just like today was like, it's a big setup.
It feels like a setup to get me canceled. The show is the revamp of Punk'd.
It feels like my friend literally, he wants me to audition so I can get it. And then there is production quality footage of me saying the N-word so they can cancel it.
And they just put it in a file.
And then that will be taken as a clip and it'll be like, people will be like, I don't know how they did it. I don't know why the lighting's so good. I don't know why there's a bunch of other actors in the scene, but this man said the N-word.
Or did you see Jeff Van Gundy calling Devin Booker a hoodlum?
Ooh.
But it was like so...
He didn't mean... Yeah, he
no, it was so funny the way he said it. He's, you know, like announcing the game, and he goes, Devin Booker's so great. I mean, he looks like a choir boy, but he plays like a hoodlum. And you could tell he just couldn't think of another word. He paused.
Yeah.
The pause was so beautiful. He looks like a hoodlum. And he even like went, like he knew he was about to say, and he's like, fuck, I can't think of anything.
Dude, it's rough. I've always wondered why there's not more like announcers getting like fucked with that do like sports, because like
they're always fucking
when you
up.
Watch the NBA, like back in the day when I was a kid, even, you know, it's weird. You're allowed to do like Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah. You're allowed to be like the feisty German. You're allowed to, like, you know, get like that, or be like Pau Gasol. They're like, and the conquistador slams it home, the Spaniard. Look at the Spaniard. But you can't be like, look at that fast black. Born and raised in New Orleans. I don't, it's just, it's interesting. Look at the speedy Brazilian.
Yeah. What was that? Yeah. He's running down the court. Flash fried is how fast he's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Lemon pepper loot, you know, like. I don't know. Oh, but yeah, that'll start happening too. Announcers will just not be able to hoodlum, you know. I know what he meant, but.
Yeah, he meant to, you know.
He meant that, like, when Devin Booker, you look at him, he plays hard. He looks
He also looks like a
Disney Channel character.
Right.
He looks like Corbin Blue.
Right.
Or whatever. And then you hear him talk, and he's like, oh, this guy's, like, tough as shit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And he plays, he's a fucking baller. He's great.
Plays. Yeah. We just
make I was it, so happy when he
We just
that.
Make it worse. We're like, yeah, and he plays like a thug.
He plays. He's a, he's got that thuggish, ruggish bone about him. I forgot what I was going to say, but when Devin Booker invited the Suns and Four guy.
Oh yeah, that was
that
awesome.
That was great. I love that.
That was a cool move.
And then people were trying to like get mad at Devin Booker and be like,
like
you're promoting
violence.
It's like the guy was like attacked, like viciously attacked, right. Blindsided. They poured a beer on his head, and then when he was upset about it and they were leaving, the guy sucker punched him.
Right.
He got what he deserved. And then those two guys went on like Instagram or TikTok, and they were like, we just fucked this dude up. And they're like, all bleeding. Like, we just fucked this guy up. I love Devin Booker for that.
Yeah, that was cool.
If anyone fought for me in any way, I would invite them to anything I could. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody were to,
for example,
know,
get Devin back on TikTok.
People in D.C. or if people were to get me on TikTok.
Well, they'd eat the egg, so that wouldn't
exactly,
help.
Exactly. There
anything.
You go.
Just the jokes never stop.
You can't even teepee the people in D.C. They'd be like, I already needed toilet paper. We ran out. I shit my pants all day. Thanks for the toilet paper. Yeah. Anyway, New York was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Great city. Much better city than Washington, D.C. Not even close, actually.
Well, yeah, it is clearly a better city. That's another thing. D.C. does try to go to war with New York. You're not even close.
No one, there's no pride of D.C. You ever been to a fucking Wizards game? You could read a book in there. It's a library. Nobody cares. That's the reason John Wall plays there, because he's like fucking hungover all the time. He's like, there's like seven people in here. I don't care.
Guess what happened to John Wall more time he spent in D.C.?
Got a little chubby.
He got fat.
Got a little fat. John Wall. Bradley, it's a mirror. Bradley Beal must leave the city after games to stay in shape.
Yeah.
It's the only exercise anyone in D.C. gets is the sports teams. Oh, that was a really great choice. The Washington football team. Good job, guys. We're a bunch of thinkers over there. A lot of wit. A lot of creativity.
They must have came up with that name after lunch.
Yeah. Hey, what was the original name? Oh, was it racist?
Oh, and
did you guys have a racist football team? And then you're getting righteous?
Actually, the city of D.C. was trying to change that for a very long time, and we did not support that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well.
Eat my ass. Why don't you go cry about this at the Wonderland Ballroom, you fucking pussies.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you just went where white people hang out, in gentrified Columbia Heights, you white piece of shit.
I would have had a great time if I was around some of the black women that are upset at me. They're fun.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they all got pushed to PG County and Silver Spring
right.
because of white devil gentrifiers.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Unfortunate chain of events, D.C.
It's also my initials, Devin Costa, D.C.
I'm really glad you brought that up.
I don't know why that matters in any way.
It doesn't.
It just came to mind real quick. I was like, interesting. Yeah,
you know,
you should rename the city Washington Devin Costa because I own you.
Kill yourself.
Am I right, folks?
God damn it.
Listen, the jokes.
God
damn
it.
The jokes are going to get better and better. Like, right? I'm just warming up.
Clearly, the rant has come to a close.
I'm just warming up. Just warming up.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Anything else going on? I mean, New York talked about it on a Patreon episode.
Yes, join the Patreon, patreon.com/hatewatchpodcast. I talked about my New York travels. I'm an East Coaster now. Mm-hmm. Anytime I go to New York, I come back and I just feel like I'm a city guy. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I have family. Every time I come back, I'm like, yeah, you know, I have family in Brooklyn. I had family in, you know, Jersey. I know a lot of people in Queens. Like, you know, Crown Heights.
Devin and I hung out all day yesterday. And it was starting to get annoying. Like, everything, you'd be like, yeah, oh, you got Air Maxes. You know, people wear Air Maxes in New York. And then you'd see, like, a car or some guy goes down on a bike. You're like, those are everywhere in New York.
That's
every fucking thing we're seeing. You know, they have that. They don't have that in New York.
I'm shameless.
Well, yeah, by the end of the day, Devin's going to be like, you know, there's no good pizza in L.A.
There isn't. You know where it's good? New York.
The Big Apple.
I mean, when I got back to L.A., it's like, yeah, New York is better to me right now because we have to do this mask bullshit again.
Right.
We were at a bar last night. We're back. We're back to the arbitrary mask nonsense where you walk into a place, everyone has no mask on. People are sitting and then people standing at the bar, no mask on, because I guess they're leaning. I guess if you lean against the bar, no COVID.
Right.
But then if you back away a little bit and then, you know, go to the bathroom, COVID starts. It's coming. Delta's coming. So you got to wear your mask. So we were told that like immediately. And it was just like, I'm almost so tired of that I don't know. I might not go out anymore. Like maybe I'll move to New York. But New York will instate it again too. They all will. Every place will instate it.
Yeah.
We're back on track for this.
It's going to come back in New York. There's no way it's not. It'll come back everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no way it's not.
Also, but who cares? If you're vaccinated, are you saying you just got it for kicks?
Yeah.
That it doesn't work?
We're probably going to have to get boosters. Or like they're going to
promote
that or whatever.
I'm not doing anything. Yeah, good luck getting the people
That's fucking edgy, dude.
Good luck getting the people of D.C. to take their booster shots. You have to put the vaccine in a hot dog, throw it at them like a fucking
animal. You put it in a turkey syringe for them. A baster.
You have to put it in a baster. Make sure to baste your turkey next Thanksgiving with the vaccine, you fat fucks in Washington, D.C., you ugly fat fucks. And I used to be fat. I could say that. There's a way out.
That's fat shaming, Devin. All right, you're promoting weight loss culture, which I can't believe that's a thing.
you can't promote weight loss.
Yeah,
it's like evil.
Weight loss culture is an actual term people use.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that there's a bad culture behind.
There's a weight loss culture. What does that mean? Like, not wanting to die culture.
Yeah, I guess
they're like you. How dare you not perish young?
It's everybody. It's the culture behind people who are always promoting the fact that they're losing weight. It's the people who are not.
It makes
feel
them feel bad. Right.
And you should feel bad.
Right. What if
I believe in
workout
fashion.
Culture gets upset at fat culture posting pictures of their fucking food all the time and the lemon ricotta pancakes and all that shit? What if they go, I feel left out. You're hurting my feelings. Let's just keep it going in a circle until we all just drink poison.
That's an interesting point because if you notice, people who are in shape don't do that. You know why? Because they're secure, which brings us back to D.C., which that's what we're talking about, and that's why you look
very
stupid
good, Gaines.
Commenting.
Yep.
That is exactly what I mean. If you were fit and you had a six-pack, you would just think it's kind of sad, and you would move along with your day, and you would keep being fit and hot and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do that, do you? You comment.
Yeah. On your news. That was your news.
On the Washingtonian. That wasn't like a tabloid. That's like a respectable culture magazine.
That's crazy.
It's considered like a culture
magazine.
Dude,
watch it be in the Post tomorrow.
It's like the New Yorker for Washington.
It'll be in the Washington Post tomorrow. Unknown comic on TikTok upsets fatties.
No, it could get there. The people, there were like a Washington Post culture writer that would go to open mics in D.C. and actually write articles on comedy in D.C., like something she heard or, you know, I don't know, good or for better or for worse. Sometimes they were positive and they promoted a comic, whatever, that's nice. But
it would be one of the greatest achievements of my entire life if I was in the paper.
Oh,
my God. Comparing
the
women of D.C.
They probably
will. Jim Gaffigan.
All we need to do is reclip something.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm a little annoyed on it. We're off TikTok right now because we were going to post these rants as like as like responses.
Right.
You know? So I don't even know the point of the clips right now. And the only reason it got viral is because these idiots in DC are on TikTok for whatever reason.
Right. Yeah. You're not on a treadmill. We know that.
Definitely
much,
not
huh?
on a treadmill. I mean, right. All right. We've beaten this horse. Let's not, you know,
Well, they'd eat the horse.
Exactly. I was going to say that too.
People in DC are the type of people who, like, if you told them, like, you know, when reports come out, like, oh, there's horse meat and X thing, you know, whatever. And then they'd be like, there is. And then they'd take a bite and be like, oh, yeah, that's horse.
Yeah, I know about that.
I've had that before. That's horse, all right.
Yeah, they're eating the tuna. They're like, there's dolphin in this tuna.
I've had dolphin.
Yeah. I don't know. What's going on with you?
Not much. I went to Joshua Tree. Mm. That was nice. Beautiful.
I do like Joshua Tree because you're in the you feel like you're on Mars. Mm-hmm. Like you really do get away from like everything when you're there. It's
maybe,
great.
Maybe this is kind drugs. Of I can't tell if this is just like me being a curmudgeon. I loved Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. But while we were there, my girlfriend said like, "Oh, like now I kind of like I want to go to Sedona." And Sedona's beautiful. And
I've heard
been
Sedona's
there.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Now, here's my only point. I mean, they're all pretty much the same though. Like when I was at Joshua Tree, and I'm like, okay, so you want it to be red?
You're
that's
in
why
beautiful,
you
yeah,
go.
It's a little more
so you
red.
You want to just go to a different, same thing, but it's just
it's
a
also
different color?
It's wealthier and it's less kooky. Like Joshua right. Tree's full of like, you got the UFO, you know, the
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
oh,
like,
they
another
place
those
where
nuts.
They're obsessed with like local everything, like local artists, look at your fly it in. Everything local there sucks.
All the food and shit?
Well, like, no, like artists.
Oh,
and,
right.
And it's like you just took a picture of Joshua Tree.
Right. These local artists. IPhone. I mean, also, like, why do we care about photographers? How was being a photographer a career? What did you do? You pressed a button. Did you build the camera? Do you even know the camera works? Okay, if you're a photographer, I go, okay, build a camera. And then if you build it and then take the picture, I go, wow, that's impressive. You're, like, great. Right. Otherwise, don't know what you do.
Yeah, all photo credit should be to Canon.
Can't somebody tell you the settings? I've taken a lot of photos on my phone that look pretty good. There's a portrait mode. Don't really know what you do, photographers. And every photographer also, they're like, I'm a photographer. I'm getting my start. They're just taking pictures of like trees with no leaves on them.
Right.
Or like a street sign. What? I have no respect for photography.
It's just such a funny thing to get as angry as you
just got.
I'm
just
like,
pissed about
what are you doing?
What are these like, everyone must think like my life is a living hell. Every moment of my life, I'm just screaming about everything. I kind of am.
Here's something. All right, fine. I got some. Let's scream about it.
But I've seriously, yeah.
I have always thought that just in the sense of like you pressed a button, you aimed it right. You know, the angle, most of the time when you like someone took an awesome picture, you go like, what did you do?
It's
like I squatted. I got on one knee.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I normally just stand. Like, I never thought to
never
get
thought
on.
About
I held it up and down at an angle. Mm-hmm. And that's how it came down on an angle.
Yeah. I mean, it's like these people act like they made the photo. A piece of technology made by like a brilliant like Japanese man did it. You don't know what? How do you what?
Yeah, you
tell me how the concept of a photo being like made even works.
Right.
How do you like literally? How does that work? Same as race car drivers. I always want to go like that guy did. Who built the engine that makes it go fast? What'd this guy do? Is it a little this? Huh? Every time a guy wins a NASCAR race, they should wheel out like the creator of the engine and pour Pepsi on his head. Be like, thank you, Fukujimi Masayoto, for making this engine that this redneck, you know, was able to drive. I can drive.
Yeah.
Doesn't look that hard.
It literally, what they always say about it too is like, no, it's really hard. Like they're in that car. It takes a lot of attrition. It's hot. 5-6 hours in the car. Be like, so you sat for a really long time?
Right.
That's what we're.
I guess it's
you have
like,
to sit and pay attention for a really long time.
I guess when they're holding the wheel, it's kind of like it wants to go one way,
and then you
so they hold it. And that's what you know. It's an amazing skill.
Yeah. it's hard for me to believe that it's not. You couldn't learn it after like a couple weeks. Like, if you trained every day just driving a car
for
a year and you had someone there telling you, like, no, change the gear here, and you start to feel for, all right, there'd be a tough couple weeks. You crash a few cars. But how could you not learn to do that? I mean, come on.
I know.
What are we talking about here?
Listen, I mean, the people that are great NASCAR drivers, they don't seem like, you know, the most studied, well-read people. Yeah. I don't think it's that
hard. They don't
hard
seem
to
like
learn.
Washingtonians.
Exactly. They're not people from D.C. But yeah, I don't know. Why don't we just go off the list of things I don't respect? I don't respect plays. Don't really understand plays.
Yeah, you don't like plays.
No, it's just like, why are you doing the whole thing in front of me? Just like try and work on it a little more. You guys could have like taken some time, filmed it.
Edited it.
You know, just picked away at it. Instead, it's just like they're just happy. Like every play I ever went to, they just seem really happy they got through it at the end. They like wave and bow, and they're all like, thank you for putting up with that.
Kind of seems like a big circle jerk for actors.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
It's for actors and writers.
And
but mainly
the reason the crowd is like, woo, like at the end, is because they like, I can't believe you remembered all your lines and you just did it all at once. I would never, it's not as nearly as good as any movie I've seen, but.
You don't feel
good for
you. Don't feel anything? Like you go to a play.
Oh, I like the big song and dance. Yeah, that's, you know, good.
Like musicals?
Book of Mormon was great.
You saw Book of Mormon?
Loved Book of Mormon. I was one of the first people to go.
I know.
Because I love
Book of Mormon.
Trey Parker.
But that's Matt Stone and Trey Parker. That's right. Like, you know, but like, you know, some like
Lion King. I saw Lion King
or something.
Yeah, I saw God of Carnage with Gandolfini and Jeff Daniels and.
Jeff Daniels is always.
Marsha Gay Harden, I think.
Jeff Daniels is always in some play.
He is, yeah.
He is a real serious
actor.
He's a real
righteous fucking. What's the show he's in? Where it's all
Newsroom?
About Newsroom. Have we talked about this before? Newsroom? There's an episode of The Newsroom. The most just gag show. Just makes you want to throw up. Yeah. Just fucking propaganda nonsense about the news.
And how.
They're just doing God's work.
Journalists just care
journalists
so much.
Journalists are so respectable.
I don't do it for the ratings.
No, we're keeping this country alive. There's a scene.
Yeah, that's why Ronan Farrow had to take his story to The New Yorker away from NBC.
Right.
Because you're just doing, you're so, you know, you're doing it. You care.
There's that scene in The Newsroom where these guys are on a plane and he's like trying to, like get up and do something. And the flight attendants are like, sir, you have to sit. And he's like, you don't understand. Like I need to do something. And they're like, you need to sit. And then he announces that we've just killed Osama bin Laden.
Right.
And like the pilots like exit the cockpit. And they, can we pull this up? If you go to YouTube, The Newsroom, it's one of the funniest things I've ever
maybe
seen.
Maybe like
Newsroom.
Plane scene.
Yeah, The Newsroom, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my God. That's it.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, that's
oh
it.
Yeah, Don tells the pilot. This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I'm the guy who wins a lottery and loses a ticket. Biggest story in a generation, and I'm a spectator.
You are not a spectator. We are locked on a plane, and we still have put it together. That's pretty good.
What is this compulsion you have to look on the bright side? I can never count on you to be Jewish.
That's good, right?
If it helps, we should probably be concerned about violent retaliation.
That does help, man. Thanks.
My regret is...
I actually regret this. This is fucking great.
Johnny'd wake up the kids, bring them down to the studio. We'd all watch together.
Yes, I'd like to be with your wife, too. I'd like to be in the newsroom with Will.
This is just
Charlie,
so Sorkin-y. Does Sorkin
just
write this?
I just want to be in the newsroom.
I don't think Sorkin would. Does he do this?
No,
it's a Sorkin show?
It's a Sorkin show.
God, it's just so Sorkin-y.
So you have to ask yourself, what happens when you and Maggie break up, which you know is going to happen, and Jim's with someone else?
How come they're not wearing their masks?
We were talking over Delaware after the second scotch? There's passengers in row 22 who know about you, Maggie, and Jim.
True story.
Shut up. Excuse me. I've got a text
message. Shit on the intern.
Here we go. Here's where it gets good.
Do you know anything about this?
Olivia Munn's in it.
Says he's speaking on a matter of grave national security.
Uh-oh, the president's speaking, and these are journalists, and they know, but it's their duty to not let the people know yet.
Because
they have the story.
No.
Wait, there's been a terrorist attack?
No, there hasn't.
Uh-oh, the people, there's hysteria on the plane. What are the journalists
going
to do?
You know what's going on, don't you?
Yes, I know what's going on, but I am a journalist. It's my duty to keep it under wraps.
There hasn't been a terrorist attack. None of your friends and family are in danger. The president will be speaking in just a few minutes.
No.
Listen, they're just nervous.
You do not take over control of the cabin.
Why would she do that?
You do not take over control of the cabin, ever.
He should pull out a box cutter and just stab her.
Dude, this is a dope audit right now, honestly.
Standing still is one thing, but how paranoid you have to be to think that I'm declaring myself.
Oh, the pilot comes out.
Is there a problem, sir?
Yeah, I was just asking.
Who's flying the plane?
It's not flying yet.
Sir.
Oh, and then he sees these guys are the heroes. These pilots are the real heroes, and they need to know that we...
That's United. They're about to drag him off this
we
flight.
We killed Osama bin Laden for them.
You couldn't drag Osama off the flight, United.
Yeah, right.
Where were you on that one?
That's Elliot Hirsch.
Here we go, here we go.
That's Sloan Sabbath.
This is amazing.
We work for Atlantis Cable News, and we wanted you and your first officer and flight attendant crazy lady to be the first ones on this plane to know
flight
that our armed forces
crazy
killed
lady. Well, that's a good joke.
You're serious?
Yes, sir.
He's like, it's a psyop.
Why do they shake each other?
They shake each other's hands. They hug. Oh, whoa. How nauseating. He's...
the smirk.
We did it for you. They act like they killed Osama bin Laden, the journalist. That's one of the worst scenes I've ever seen in anything. That is such propaganda nonsense. It looks like we just did a little hate watch, if you will.
Finally, huh?
Finally. I had a really good guy that likes the podcast a lot talk to me on Patreon and tell me, like, we should, it was a good...
You're so reactionary.
It was good advice, though.
If anyone messages you anything, this has happened over 5 times now.
It was good advice.
Where I've seen, like, a comment or a message or something, and then the next day Devin comes in, and he's just like, I got this idea just came to me. I don't know where from.
Well,
but maybe we should do this.
You're right, I guess. I mean, I'm like annoyed at myself that I haven't ever visited Pretty Girl County. I think we should go to Peachy County. I don't know. It's a good idea. We should do, like, there's episodes where we are like, what should we talk about this week? It's like, we should hate watch some shit.
Yeah, we do. We will.
We will.
We do.
That was, I mean, I think honestly, I want to make this a newsroom centric show. I think every episode we just watch clips from the newsroom. doesn't that feel like it's on an alien planet?
Yeah.
Like how bad that is?
Everyone on the plane is just like, oh my God.
The stewardess comes, or the flight attendant, God forbid. I know I'll get, you know, that's evil to say stewardess now.
Right.
The flight attendant comes and she goes, no! Why would
you
she
do
that?
Not take over this plane.
And the pilots shake their hand. They go, we did it, buddy. We got Osama. Oh, what a hunk of shit. I love shit like that. There's also that great, like, there's also that real great but bad, like, giant speech that Jeff Daniels gives, like the first episode of Newsroom, about the press.
Right, 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 and their duty.
Yeah, their duty is right, the right, press. Right. Yeah, great journalistic integrity they showed during the Trump administration.
Our duty is to float whatever is necessary for ratings. Our duty is to mention Trump 10,000 times a day.
How long are we on? We shit on DC for like probably 30 minutes.
We're at about an hour.
We're at about an hour?
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up. Why don't we...
We're using a new studio.
It's pretty good. It's really nice. And this guy's great.
We got the friend price, but we're cheap bastards. So, you know, we don't want to pay.
Right.
We don't want to go over.
Yeah, we're not trying to go over. I don't need to do 30 more minutes on DC.
No.
You know?
No.
The only thing I could say about anyone in DC that was upset by that clip... If you really were upset and offended by it and you commented and it ruined your day, I think you should go home and take a long, hard look in the mirror and hopefully it doesn't break. Goodbye.